Welcome to episode 57 of Life with Mitty. This episode, I'll describe the results of testing the new driver monitoring system in 2021.32.5. We'll talk about how to get the most time hands-free before having to torque the wheel, improvements I'd like to see in the new version, and answering the question, can I still wear cheap sunglasses? I promise to take more time today testing DMS, otherwise known as the driver monitoring system. Tonight's episode is full of results from about 2 hours of driving in Mitty back and forth on I-69 between Fishers, Indiana and Anderson, Indiana. First, let's share how I tested. I used a timer on my phone and placed it where I could glance right before letting go of the wheel, and then again when either the gray hands or red hands prompt to torque the wheel appeared on the screen. Almost all of my testing was seeing how long I could remain hands-free while paying attention to the road. I simulated two distinct methods for watching the road. One was to look straight ahead and then occasionally check mirrors and the touchscreen for a few seconds every 10 to 15 seconds or so. The second method was just looking straight ahead at the road in front of me without looking at anything else. Of course, I blinked my eyes normally throughout all tests, as I can't imagine driving for very long without doing that. I tried to mimic attentive driving behavior for these timings. Let's start with the results of looking straight ahead and then checking mirrors and the touchscreen occasionally. At 65 miles an hour, I averaged 33.6 seconds of hands-free driving. Not an impressive start, to be sure. And I was a little worried, as I knew I had seen better results yesterday during my quick test drive. At 70 miles an hour, I averaged 46.3 seconds. Better, and out of the six tests I did at that speed, the best was 1 minute. At 75 miles an hour, I averaged 32.5 seconds. I expected lower at higher speeds because the car is covering more ground, yet my best test at that miles per hour was 40 seconds. At 80 miles an hour, I gave up after three tests, as none stayed hands-free above 25 seconds. So, that doesn't sound too game-changing at this point. The longer durations required a different approach. Just simply look straight ahead. You don't have to stare uncomfortably. Just look ahead. Here are the results. At 70 miles an hour, I averaged 57.7 seconds of hands-free bliss, with two tests out of seven at about 80 seconds. Now we're talking. And if this is just an initial small test that Tesla is doing with the fleet, well, that I won the version lottery to participate in, I can imagine a future where once refined and improved could make basic autopilot a truly hands-free system. At 75 miles an hour, I averaged 43 seconds. Quite a drop-off on average, yet I had three tests that were a minute or more. At 80 miles an hour, I averaged 36.2 seconds. Not much of an improvement at this speed, yet again I had one test that went a full minute. Okay, but what if you wear cheap, dark, polarized sunglasses? I tested that too. It wasn't pretty. No, it didn't cause any false alarms, that being the double beep and red hands prompt we've all seen at some point while using autopilot in tough situations. But at every speed I tested, the best I could do was 38 seconds of hands-free driving. So at present, DMS will tolerate sunglasses just fine, but you'll need to keep slight torque on the wheel. My final testing I did very carefully, as I had to simulate not paying attention to the road. So in these tests, I did glance at the road pretty often while trying to appear distracted. There's no need to get anyone hurt while trying to test new features. I also tested while I had a large amount of space between me and any other drivers all around me. Yet I'm sure that had an effect in the DMS not going off as much as it may do under real-world conditions. Also, I strongly caution anyone with 2021.32.5 or any later version of DMS to not do any testing that would compromise your safety or others on the road. I chose I-69 between Fishers and Anderson at times when traffic was relatively low. So, how did the tests go? When I looked at my phone a lot, remember I still needed to glance at the road for safety, it took about 15 seconds on average for DMS to at least show the gray hands prompt. Only once could I make DMS beep twice and display the red hands prompt. When looking at MIDI's touchscreen, it was harder to get DMS to react. One time, I did get two beeps and red hands within 12 seconds of letting go of the steering wheel. However, when I looked down, wow, that caused DMS to respond within 2 to 8 seconds. It didn't happen every time I did that, and this was a test I didn't want to repeat much, as it was pushing what I could do safely. My wife isn't a good substitute to watch the road these days for me, so I'd need a second driver to watch the road during these kinds of tests. In short, I love DMS. After doing our tests, I settled in for the drive back to Fishers, Indiana, and completely enjoyed not having to touch the wheel so often. All it took was for me to truly be attentive like I should be in the first place. Give Tesla enough time to refine this software, and you'll see the days of torquing the wheel become a distant memory for those on basic autopilot or navigate on autopilot. Of course, I can't wait for beta 10 of FSD. I've paid for FSD on both my cars, and you know, we'll need DMS, so testing by all of us FSD owners can be as safe as possible, thereby ensuring we're paying attention. We all can get distracted. It happens, and soon we'll all have software that will help. As for improvements, I want more than just two beeps in the red hands prompt when DMS detects an inattentive driver. Maybe vibrate the wheel? Maybe pulse the brakes? Something to alert the driver who might have fallen asleep. Also, put the driver in autopilot jail for failing to be attentive several times in a row. In any case, I can't wait to see newer versions of DMS, and will take advantage of this feature from this point on. Hopefully, it goes into wider release soon for your car. So that ends this episode. If you're thinking of buying a Tesla, make sure to use my referral code, as you'll get 1,000 miles or 1,600 kilometers of free supercharging. It's https://ts.la/douglas39617. And as always, empower others. You'll never live life on empty, and we'll talk to you next time.